This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and we're graced with another live session today. You got Shannon Lay joining us. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Actually, from Southern California, from Redondo Beach, is that right?
Yeah.
Redondo Beach representing us today. And we got a new album from you coming, well, it's actually out now, August. Came out in August.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. And also a Terragram Ballroom date coming up in October. October 25th, you'll be playing there.
Yeah.
But you're joined with Shelby has come to sing with you as well.
Yeah.
Hello.
Are you prepared to play us some songs off the new album?
Absolutely. Let's
do it. Awesome. So this is Shannon Lay, and what are we going to hear?
This first song is called Shuffling Stoned.
Shuffling Stoned. This is from the new album, August, and this is 88.5 FM. Shannon Lay on 88.5 FM, Shuffling Stone off the new album called August that's out now. I love that sound, just the telly, just the reverb that you get from it, just that and voice. It's something that's, I bet it's fun to play.
It is. It's very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your third full-length album, 2016, 2017, then an EP, and now this one, August. It did come out in August, but I'm going to guess that there's a deeper reason than it coming out in that August.
It was in celebration of me being able to quit my job and just play music, and that happened to occur in August of 2017. So
nice.
The last few years have just been me kind of sinking deeper into, you know, creativity and music, and it was just a appreciation for that. That was where the name came from.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. You have been playing on tour, and that's the way musicians make a living and don't have to have a second job these days, is by going out and playing for people. Talk a bit about that experience and how it's been for you to be this traveling musician now.
Yeah, the last couple of years have been amazing. I call them my yes years. I was just saying yes to everything and going everywhere I could with anyone that wanted me there. And allowed me to quit my job was a tour. It was Kevin Morby. He asked me to go on tour with him, and it kind of allowed me to feel comfortable making that leap. And from there, it was just kind of this chain reaction, and I was able to do so many other things. And it really showed you that that law of like wherever you put your energy, things will grow. And I was just feeling that momentum, and it was really cool to, I got to go to Europe like I think 4 or 5 times last year, and just like, I think I was home maybe 4 months. It was a wow. big travel year, and then this year has been a lot of just kind of the quality over quantity kind of scenario where it's like I can pick and choose a little more, and
right.
you know, I've been getting a band together and just like figuring how to, you know,
doing it the way you want to do it.
Yeah, totally, yeah. totally. So I think, you know, you work really hard to have a little more say in how you put your energy and where you put it, and so that's been cool to feel.
That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And I usually hate this question because I think it's lazy interviewing, but for you, I think I might know the answer. The question of, is it melody or is it lyrics first? You seem, the lyrics that I hear in your songs, I'm going to guess lyrics are pretty early on in the process.
Yeah, up until now, that's been how I've done it. And I usually write when I'm on tour. So the last few years of touring inspired a lot of the lyrics on this record. And yeah, I'll just like hear a phrase or have a thought, and I'll you know, go into my voice memos and just jot it down, and then I'll get home and look at everything and go over it. But you know, it's kind of fun to know where your habits lie and then try to break them. So with the new stuff I've been writing, I've been trying to switch it and like do the melody and then figure out the words. So it's cool to see your patterns and
yeah.
figure it out. Yeah,
that's funny. I have so many voice messages on my phone, so many memos of so stupid songs. It's great. Well, will you favor us with another song off the album?
Of course. Yeah.
What are we gonna hear?
This song's called November, and I wrote it for Nick Drake, who's one of my favorite musicians in the world. And
sure.
He really inspired me, and I just want to spread love for
That's
him.
That's great. Somebody who wasn't as appreciated in his lifetime.
Right.
All right. This is Shannon Lay with November on 88.5 FM.
Did you feel the sting of November songs gone quiet? Did your breath fall to the wind like a summer rain on your eyelids? Were there even tears to cry when you realized, when you realized? I think of you often, I wonder if you're listening. Wonder if a voice so quiet could ever really die. That's when I realize that it cannot. My only wish is all your tries are done and gone. They're done and
November from Shannon Lay on 88.5 FM off the new album August, joining us today for a live session. Shannon, this album, I've listened to some of your earlier albums, and is this accurate? It seems like the singing is more upfront on this album than in the past. Is that?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I think for anybody, you are always like learning about your voice when you sing. And I developed my voice living at home and with roommates. And I think I was always really concerned about bothering anyone. So it was always this whisper, quiet kind of back of the throat thing. And then I finally moved into a spot that had, we had this little practice space in the back. It was great.
Nice.
And so I could go out there and just, and belt a little more. Like I hadn't really explored that part of myself yet. So I, you know, got in there and started doing that. And then with this last record, I felt just kind of comfortable doing that. So I tried it out and spread it around on that one. And it felt really nice. And it also felt like a declaration, like I had to just kind of like say this really loud. Like it wasn't like a whisper. It wasn't a secret. This is like, everyone needs to know about this, and everyone needs to know that they have the power to like, you know, explore their own universes in their own way and just do their own thing. And so, yeah, it felt like I needed to be boisterous about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you are a ray of sunshine. It sounds like you're really, you feel happy to be doing this as a living and, yeah, and being a professional artist. Something tells me that process will continue with successive albums.
So. Yeah.
Tell me about your first guitar.
Oh my gosh. It was a Crown acoustic guitar, and it was from this little shop in Redondo Beach, which closed, unfortunately. It was just like this tiny little music store that I took lessons in. Mm-hmm. But it was a gorgeous acoustic. It was kind of janky, but it was nice. And it was a cool one.
You still have it?
Yeah, I still have it.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's in a chipboard box somewhere that never comes out.
It just sits in the corner.
Will we hear one more song?
Yes, right. This song's called Sea Came to Shore.
Sea Came to Shore. This is from the new album, August. It's Shannon Lay, live on 88.5 FM.
And as it swore, sky turned blue. Sand came to mind at the edge of a mountain.
Shannon Lay with Sea Came to Shore. That's off the new album that's out now. It's called August, and you can buy it wherever you buy music. And she's going to be at the Terragram Ballroom on October the 25th. I wish, and they will eventually be able to see the video of this up on our website, of you playing these songs with fire red hair and an Isaac Hayes t-shirt. It's badass. Last question. I'm entertained by asking this question of people. What do you think you'd be doing if you weren't making music?
Oh my God, I thought about this yesterday. I actually had this thought where I was like, I wish I would know who I was if I never took guitar lessons. Like, I feel like that's where it started when I was 13. It was just like, it was
the gateway drug.
Yeah, it was the gateway drug. But I've always loved true crime, so I envisioned my life as like a detective, you know, like a homicide detective maybe.
Nice.
Or I might be dead if I I didn't play music. That's definitely a possibility. But yeah, let's say Homicide
Detective. On the other side of that. So people aren't investigating yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go with that. Go out and see her at the Terragram Ballroom October 25th. It's a ways out, so there may be some tickets available yet for that. And go get the new album, August. Shannon Lay, thanks for joining us today
on 88.5
FM.
Thank you.